This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
Producer Grace Tatter coming to us from underneath the podcast blanket. How are you, Grace?
I'm good. Host Ben Brock Johnson, how's your blanket?
It's very cozy. It's cozy, it's fluffy, it's light, and also yet supportive in a way that makes me feel at home.
Well, Ben, I'm glad to hear that you're cozy and settled in, because I have another question for you.
Am I the greatest sandwich maker that has ever lived? Yes. I mean, you should know the answer to that.
That was not my question. Valid investigation though that might be. My question is, have you ever been a member of a neighborhood online community, like a Facebook group or next
like
door?
Part of an angry mob or something? Is that what you're...
Online.
Like pitchforks? You're asking if I held a pitchfork or a torch?
No. I'm thinking internet. I'm thinking Nextdoor.
Nextdoor keeps trying to recruit me. I feel like either Nextdoor got my email somewhere and is haranguing me, or one of my weirdo neighbors wants me to join so that I can like participate in the gossip about like the homeless guy who lives in the woods. And I'm just not here for it. I'm not interested.
You're not here for it because you feel like it's going to be kind of like Karen-y, neighborhood watchy.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's like a lot of complaints about stuff that I don't need to complain about.
Something that I always think is funny in these sort of neighborhood groups is people are every bit as like mean and abrasive as they would be in an anonymous online group, but you all know where each other live. Like,
oh yeah.
They'll go home and like type out some angry screed, and then you're going to run into each other at the grocery store.
The NIMBYs are righteous AF and they don't care who knows it.
Exactly. So the neighborhood I used to live in Nashville, had the most active neighborhood Facebook group I've ever seen. It was also the most dramatic.
Uh-oh.
And truthfully, unlike you, I love the drama.
Was it like in a southern way, like a bless your heart kind of drama? Or was it like straight just ripping drama?
Oh, straight drama. I mean? There have been multiple lawsuits that have come out of this private Facebook group.
Oh, my God. Is there a warrant out for your arrest? Have you fled Nashville?
That's why I left Tennessee.
Oh, man.
Secrets out. No, I'm purely a lurker in the East Nashville Facebook group, but it does always deliver. I literally left Nashville like 7 years ago, but I'm still a member.
Oh, you've been gone just long enough for the statute of limitations for crimes to kick in. That's perfect.
Exactly, except I promise there is no crime committed in the state of Tennessee. My one crime is violating the policy of this Facebook group because I no longer live there.
We'll see the next time you get pulled over in Tennessee, Grace. We'll find out.
I no longer live in Tennessee, and that is a violation of the rules of this Facebook group, so it is quite possible I will be kicked out once this episode airs.
Oh, thank you for your sacrifice.
You're welcome. All in the name of journalism. But the good news is I recently discovered a musical based on this Facebook group.
Amazing. Amazing.
East Nashville Facebook page, The Musical, and I am going to play you some of it. Are you ready for some musical theater?
I mean, I've never not been ready for some musical theater.
That's what I hoped you'd say.
I swear you'll always find uneclectic mix. We all live by our own code, but our zip ends in six. We share cards night or day, some joy but mostly rage. Come on.
That's excellent. That's excellent. I love it. I'm in. Where do I sign up?
So East Nashville Facebook page, The Musical, was staged for the Kindling Arts Festival in Nashville, but I came across it on YouTube.
Okay.
And as soon as I did, I was like, oh my God, of course, the Facebook page has all of the fixings of the theater. I mean, I think a lot of online communities do. Like, they have a lot of drama, tension.
Regular characters that everybody knows and loves or hates.
Exactly.
You got your villains and your heroes.
And in Nashville, you do have a lot of musicians. It just made perfect sense. So this really tickled my imagination, and I wanted to know more about how it came about. So I reached out to the person who conceived of the musical.
I'm Emma Supika, and I'm an improviser.
Emma is the founder of Cherry Bomb, the musical theater improv group that staged East Nashville Facebook page, The Musical.
Oh, are they named after the song? Cherry Bomb?
Wait, I don't know the song.
You don't know the song Cherry Bomb?
I don't. I'm so sorry to disappoint you.
It goes, hello, daddy. Hello, mom. Cherry Bomb. No? Nothing?
Oh, so, why do you, but I don't even need to know any of these songs because you'll always sing them for me. So.
You know what? You go to hell.
Why listen to the song when I have been?
What does the Cherry Bomb Theater Improv Company do?
So for the most part, they improvise musical theater.
Okay.
Based off of all sorts of prompts, which we'll get to more later. But this was actually scripted because, again, the East Nashville Facebook page is such an institution, is so iconic, it needed a special treatment.
I have had this idea for a very long time, like years of being in the group and just seeing characters. I mean, people who live here, who present their lives, ask these questions, get into these ridiculous arguments.
Your reputation precedes you. What makes you think this corner needs you?
We already have this, like, cultural location, because East Nashville is, it's kind of its own little city. It's, like, separate from Nashville. It's its own thing, separated by a river, culture, all of this. There's a lot of people who live on the east side who don't even cross the bridge. Like, they just won't. And I agree. I'm like, ugh, I don't want to go to that thing. It's across the river. I'm not going to do that.
Relevant because I live in East. To leave is not allowed. I hate those new white folks.
My God, that train is loud.
What's that snail parking on my street?
The Facebook group specifically is, there's drama, there's comedy, there's love.
Irrelevant, because we're heading towards Valentine's Day.
There are all the themes that you need to make a great story just happen all the time. A musical, not just because that's one of my favorite art forms to play in. Musical theater, like, can't take itself seriously. You know, I mean, it does. Like, we clearly have, but like the real world, people aren't just breaking out into song randomly. You know, it's a little suspension of disbelief. And so that it's already there. Like, all the ingredients are there for this to be a musical because it's kind of ridiculous. And so is musical theater.
Is this someone who witnessed someone in the real world and is now writing about them on the Facebook group? That's terrible.
It was a verbatim missed connections post.
Well, you know what? That's beautiful, man.
Like Emma said, it all happens. All of the beauty happens in East Nashville.
Wow, people are witnessing each other farting in public and chasing each other down. I guess that's Nashville for you.
Sure is. Ben, I thought of you when she said that people don't actually break into song randomly. I was like, clearly,
I was about to say,
clearly Emma does not work with Ben Brock Johnson.
In my real world, we do. We do. Okay. Well, thanks for thinking of me.
Always. So are you feeling inspired? Are you ready to write An Endless Thread, the musical?
I mean, yeah. I feel like that's what I'm trying to do all the time. I'm just waiting for people like you to join me in song, Grace.
Well, since I'm not musical, actually, I enlisted Cherry Bomb, Emma's improv group, to help us with this.
Okay.
So they jammed out some Endless Thread music for us at their most recent rehearsal.
Oh, my God.
And it is a lot of fun. And we will hear some of it the break.
Oh, my God. Okay, I can't wait.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're back, and we're going to hear some songs from Cherry Bomb, the Nashville-based musical theater improv group behind East Nashville Facebook page, mm-hmm, The Musical. Mm-hmm. So they kindly allowed me to zoom in to their most recent rehearsal, and they asked me to bring three separate Reddit posts that they could sing about. Mm-hmm. They had no advance warning. They had not seen these before. I just, like, dropped the links in the chat as they were rehearsing. And they made up these songs on the spot with minimal, like, there was, like, a little bit of chatting beforehand, but, like,
wow,
30 seconds. Minimal chatting, no rehearsing whatsoever.
I cannot wait to hear this. Okay. Yep.
So then the first post I gave them is a Reddit post that actually you have been wanting to do an episode about.
Yes.
Will you read it for me?
Yeah. The title of the post is "What's Up with the Obsession Over Stanley Cups?" And it's from r/out of the loop. Non-American here, Stanley Cups seem to be a big thing in the U.S. People seem to love and even collect them. Just watch this video here with a girl happy crying about getting a Stanley Cup for Christmas. And there's a link. What's going on? It's just a cup, no? What makes it so special?
Okay, so here is what they did with that.
So shiny, it's so shiny. Thinking about a Stanley Cup makes me just squeeze. But I don't want to hear the rumors from you that this one definitely leaks. I get a new one every year. It's a Christmas tradition. And get out of my way at Target, because this one is a special edition.
So shiny, it's so shiny.
This is amazing.
So shiny, it's so shiny.
Everybody's forgotten about me. I'm the original Stanley Cup. You had to play hockey to get me in. Sometimes get beat up. You get your teeth knocked out of your head before you scored a goal. Now all of these little girlies take me to middle school to look cool.
So shiny,
from the NHL.
So shiny,
put a flame in me.
So shiny,
take me.
This
from
is amazing.
Town to town.
Truly amazing.
So your dad wants me.
Yeah, so I cannot imagine being that quick on my feet, being able to rhyme on command like that.
That was truly something. I'm amazed.
Yeah.
I'm so into it, because this is basically how I move through life all the time. So, like, I'm making up songs while I'm picking up cat puke off the floor in my house. You know what I mean? So this is, I'm in.
So the next post I gave them was from the Endless Thread subreddit from user Captain of Trouble. And it is related to tunnels, because we do love to talk about a tunnel. Do you want to read this post for me as well? The title was "If You Like Tunnels."
Have you heard of Colin Furze? He was a plumber who started making wacky machines and gathering a big YouTube following. In the pandemic, he started building a tunnel from his house to his shed. He's now connecting to the bunker man cave he built at the end of the garden and to a massive underground garage where he plans to store his DeLorean, which will lift up out of the driveway. It's all really well documented on his YouTube channel, including how he turned a secret project into something with planning permission.
Okay. A lot of potential here. Yes,
yes,
I think.
There is.
I mean,
yes, there is.
I'm just curious, actually, if you were to turn this into a song, do you know like what you'd latch onto?
Oh, man. I'd be doing some like dig, 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 dig. Like I'd be doing some of that. And I'd be like something around like, join me in the tunnel. I'd be, you know, it'd be very, I feel like it'd be very almost like militaristic, the Anscar marching 2x2. I'd be bringing some of that energy. And then I'd throw in some like Back to the Futures references, you know. I'd be singing about the DeLorean popping up. And then I'd be like, I'd have somebody off to the side be like, Marty. You know, like I'd be throwing some of that in there. That's what I got.
Ben, we have to send you to Nashville. I think that this is your calling. Okay, without further ado. Okay.
Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. I'm not scary. Well, it's me. I'm Doc. And I'm ready to go back to the past. I really wanna get there quick. Oh, I wanna get there fast. Well, this guy, he is famous for tunnels. They should put him in an emporium. If you're ready to go to the past, just hop in, hop in.
I feel like there were some things in there. They took a slightly different approach than you, but you latched on to some similar details.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's great. I mean, I'm not nearly as talented as them, so I'm just in awe of their ridiculous talents.
Well, we have one more that they did for us, and this is something that someone had posted on the Endless Thread sub about, suggesting that maybe we look into for a future episode about the rat hole in Chicago.
Which is not, as it turns out, a leather daddy club, which is what I assumed, but it's actually something else.
I had assumed it was like a hole like that rats lived in or came out of, but in fact...
It is a rat-shaped hole.
So I gave Cherry Bomb this post from Our Chicago. It's kind of long, so let's just read an abbreviated version.
Okay. Hey, everyone. I live in the 3-flat directly in front of the Chicago rat hole. I came here to politely ask that you please stop congregating, partying, and getting married in front of our house. My neighbors and I have been struggling. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at this person. It's just... Since this thing went viral, here are some of the things we've had to deal with. Garbage piling up, including vapes, cigarettes, alcohol, and food. Ugh. Vandalism, people filming videos to promote things like improv shows, radio stations, businesses, etc. And leaving advertisements and flyers on our property. I know, the WBUR, we didn't do the WBUR TikTok main character video in front of the rat hole. That's sad. Okay, our mail carrier has been skipping our house due to the crowds and news crews. They're not getting their mail. People doing weird ass quote rituals like prayer circles and chants late at night? This weekend was absolute hell for me and my neighbors. We have always liked the rat or squirrel. It was a cute, quirky little thing in our neighborhood. People would smile and laugh as they walked by, and that was it. It's been there at least 20 years, as far as I know, but now the internet has learned about it and taken things way too far. What was once a fun little quirk has become a trashy, cheap marketing ploy.
Okay. Are you ready for this one?
So ready.
It's the eighth wonder of the world. It's the eighth wonder of the world. It's not a hole in the shape of a squirrel. It is a rat hole.
I just came here.
B-52s right now,
cousin.
And I'm here for it.
A little rat seance.
Rock lobster.
I'm just here to fight.
I'm doing rat vandalism.
I'm Alderman Wickback, and I wanted to see what was going on.
And I'm building a shrine for the rat.
This is amazing. I mean, standing ovation for Cherry Bomb. Just, wow. Amazing. So good.
They did not hold back for us at all.
No, they
and
didn't.
I really appreciate that.
I know. That was huge. How much does it cost for them to follow you around just for like a week?
I will inquire.
That's amazing. Truly amazing.
Thank you so much for listening along with me. I was delighted by everything that Cherry Bomb did. And I think what drew me initially to this was obviously East Nashville Facebook page, the musical, because it was a group that I like a lot, but also because it draws attention to the blurry lines between life online and quote unquote real life. Like, the musical is based on posts in the Facebook group, but it's not really about the Facebook group. It's about the community and the people who really live there. Or maybe it is about the Facebook group, but now that's kind of the same difference.
Yeah. I mean, to me, like, I'm just like, you know, it's sort of like an art imitates life imitates art thing, right? Except, like, insert the internet. It's kind of amazing. And I feel like this, to me, this is like, channeling the negative energy of like what sounds like exists on the Facebook group and trying to like disarm it in a way, you know, like disassemble it by using humor. And like, I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah, it's just making the world a more joyful, fun place, which is the type of content that I'm always here for.
Same. Thank you for bringing us this amazing, incredible example of joyfulness born by terribleness on the internet.
You're so welcome. And thank you so much to Cherry Bomb for taking the time to do that with us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Cherry Bomb, I hope you're available for bar mitzvahs and birthday parties because I'm definitely going to be spreading the word. Please let us know if you have an improv musical theater group in your town. Because I think we should have a chapter in every city, personally.
This episode was produced by me, Grace Tatter, and hosted with
Ben Brock Johnson, who also performed Cherry Bomb by The Runaways. Mix and sound design by Matt Reed.
We played excerpts of the song that Cherry Bomb, the improv group, performed for us. You can find the whole songs on our website, wbur.org/endlessthread. Cherry Bomb is Emma Supika, Mike Corey, Amelia Rossetti, Caroline Connor, Cami York, Kim Herman, Mike Garvin, and Alex Dolezal.
A talented bunch. We will see you all next week.